It doesn't seem enough time to greet each other, so I remind you that after the service, there is coffee and edible delights that you may join in with. Now we read the gospel reading today. It's from Matthew chapter 28, 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are here looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, as he said." You need to hear this good news. He is not here. He is in Galilee. So you need to go and see him. But if you need, go look in the tomb and see where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." For the word of the Lord in Scripture, for the word of the Lord among us, for the word of God within us. A number of years ago, in an article in Newsweek, they reported a survey that said 87% of the population believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, although many remain uncertain how to understand their belief. 87% just sounds too high to me, but then I remembered it was the whole U.S., from the Bible Belt of Atlanta, Georgia, to San Francisco, where a good meal with friends is considered a means for grace. When you move them all together, that's 87%. And I bet the ushers are getting a bit nervous, thinking, if we're going to have that many people, we better run off some more bulletins, because they're going to be coming soon. Well, I will tell you, it's a bit fuller here this Sunday. It is wonderful. And some of my slightly more cynical pastor friends have great lines they use. They'll say, "Welcome, C&E Christians, Christmas and Easter." Some of my more sports-minded friends will say, "Easter is like the Super Bowl of football or the big dance in basketball. We have a full schedule every week. Come again." But, I mean, who wants to feel bad? I'm personally glad that you are here. And one of my friends, a pastor who is wise beyond years, said, "Maybe those who come on Easter come with the greatest hope, come hoping that someone will tell them some truth, that they will hear that there is life more than what they know, that evil does not have